Good morning,
Blog
good morning.
Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Today is December the second day of December, 2020. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's here today on Blog Talk Radio. I guess we're just waiting for everybody to come in, so until everybody starts coming in, we're just going to start just thanking God this morning, Lord God, that just for waking us up, Lord God, to be able to come together on this prayer line and just lift each other up and empower each other, Lord God, and encourage each other, Lord God, and pray for one another, Lord God, and keep each other lifted up, Jesus, today, Lord. Lord God, we're just going to keep each other motivated, encouraged today, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for bringing everybody to the prayer line today, Lord God. Lord God, with testimonies, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. So good morning, everybody. I just wanted to thank everybody for just being here, everybody who's able to come to the prayer line today. And this morning before I got on the prayer line, I was listening to one of the pastors that I listened to on YouTube that I was saying. And what he was preaching about was about the power of the tongue and how, whether it's positive or negative, that the things that we speak out of our mouth will come to pass. And just that, you know, we want to be careful about the things that we say, the things that we say of our children. Because I was having that problem. Like, I was saying stuff, why are you doing that? You just being stupid. And just stuff like that that we just don't even really think that the impact and how that can manifest, not even over our kids' life, over ourselves. You know, sometimes we might do things, or I know I have a problem doing that. I might be like, oh, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? You know, we're just constantly speaking things of our life, and we don't even really realize, because we just think it's so small, the manifestation that's inside of each and everything that we say out of our tongue. And so when I was listening to him preach about that this morning, I got some things that I wrote down, because no, I'm like, okay, so if I'm speaking, if I got the power to speak things over my life, good or bad, I need to make sure I'm speaking everything positive that I need to speak. So I was just looking at Proverbs 13:3. It says, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. So I was thinking about that. And I'm like, well, if I can just control what I say, then I can preserve my life. That's major right there. Because it's like, I have the power to make sure I'm extending my lineages, my children, their lives and everything, just in the power that God has given me. So I just was thinking about that this morning. Like, I really need to watch what, you know, what I say and the things that I say over my life. And then I was reading Ephesians. I think it's Ephesians 4:29. It says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up as fit the occasion, that it may give grace to those that hear. So I just wanted to come in, if everybody's here on the prayer line, I just want to come in and just pray that, because in the Bible it says that, you know, your tongue, that we pray that our tongue will not lead us to hell, and that everything that's been spoken of our life, good or bad, or anything that, you know, your parents could have said over you, your boss, or just anybody could have said over your life, that has caged the life. Because sometimes we don't see the manifestation of the things we do immediately. But over time, that thing resonates and it manifests, and it's always in the back of your mind, and it's creating anxiety. Anxiety creates depression. And it's just a process. So I just want to come in first, and we all come together and pray against the damage that we have done by speaking things over our lives, or the damage that others have done is speaking things over our life that has stopped us from getting what God has wanted us to get because we have caged ourselves. In the Bible, it says the tongue is like will cage you, that the tongue is used to steer and guide a horse. They use a bit to guide and to use to direct the horse to go to the left or to the right. But they use something to control the tongue. And the when they're controlling the tongue on a horse, it's controlling the whole body. So that just shows how powerful the tongue is. So I just want to come in today first and start praying against any damage that we have done by speaking things over our life and manifesting. We need to break that today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, so we all can come in and pray and to bind that spirit of that thing. Yes, Father. Lord God, we bind
this.
We break the power, Lord God, of the tongue, Lord God, even communication, Lord God, of the cause of the tongue, Lord God. Father, I pray that we have prayed, Lord God, the things that we had said and asked. Oh, Lord God, that the tongue has gotten out of control, oh Lord, and has caused damage in people's lives, oh Lord God. We ask that you forgive us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, oh Lord God, and teach us, oh Lord God, that way, oh Lord God. We may be able to have control over this tongue, Lord God, this vision, unruly member, Lord God. So we come to this day, Lord God, and join ourselves together, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, asking that you would hear, Lord God, that you would touch us, Lord God, that we would have full control of it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. Didn't mean no harm with it, oh Lord God, but we ask you, Lord God, that you help us, O Lord God, that you would tame it, Lord God, that you felt your word, O Lord God, that it would speak those things that are power, O Lord God, those things, O Lord God, that is positive in people's lives, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we ask you for forgiveness, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, help us, O Lord God, continuously to be filled with the praise, O Lord God, and with the word of God, O Lord God, with healing, virtue, and deliverance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, use it, O Lord God, as a two-edged sword, O Lord God, to break it and cut up the things that are evil, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and to speak words of wisdom, O Lord God, and words of kindness, O Lord God, to those that are in need, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for bringing this to our attention today, O Lord God. Us, O Lord God, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, O Lord God. So we ask that you bless, O Lord God, that you heal, O Lord God, that you deliver, O Lord God, that you set free, O Lord God. Lord God, we cast all our cares upon you, O Lord God, for you came to us, O Lord God. Lord God, all those, O Lord God, that are united, we have my damage, O Lord God, and they did not confine them to apologize to them, O Lord God. We ask forgiveness, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you keep us, O Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So when we fall to that this time, O Lord God, that we don't have it no more, Lord God. Lord God, as we cause anyone to stumble or fall, O Lord God, by words, O Lord God, that's spoken, O Lord God. Our mouth was open too wide, O Lord God. Show us how to close it, O Lord God, and speak the things of God, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Teach our love, O Lord God, how to be mindful of our tongues, O Lord God, that it be turn away wrath, O Lord God, from others and us, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God calls us, O Lord God, to speak blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you've given us the knowledge, Jesus. You know, the knowledge of Christ is so important, that you've given us the knowledge, Lord God, that we understand that the power that you've given us, because he said in the Bible, greater works that we will do. So just the power that he was giving us and the knowledge that we know, that the knowledge that the power that the tongue has, because he said in the Bible that the power, the life and death is in the tongue. So, you know, today we just want to choose life. And so when I was also just praying and meditating and thinking, you know, just about how can I just really get my prayers to God and where he really can just understand and hear me, you know. So I was thinking about the spirit of rejection. Like, you know, when you're going to apply for a job or you're going to go apply for a house or you're just, you know, you're looking for your spouse, you know, and, you know, that spirit of rejection that's over your life. And you don't understand because you're praying all the time and you're fasting and you're just like, why hasn't God manifested everything that I prayed for? And sometimes it's that spirit of rejection that's over our life. So what I want to do is we all come in and pray to bind that spirit of rejection over our life right now. Because we want God to move in our life. We don't need any, he said he'll make every crooked place straight. So we don't need anything stopping us from doing the will of God and giving us the power and the authority that he's already given us. We have to walk in it. We have to walk in it. He has already given us the power and the authority to break these mental bondages, these physical bondages that we have. And by breaking those things, we're using the tongue. So we just want to come in today and bind the spirit of rejection over our life because we need to go forward. We need to go forward. We need to go. We have just so much that we have to do in the kingdom. So we can't afford to have the spirit of rejection binding us. So I want to come in today. We all come in together because they said where two or three are gathered, God will be in the midst. We got to break that spirit of rejection over our life.
Hallelujah. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we set ourselves in agreement, oh Lord God. We bind and we break the spirit of rejection, oh Lord God. Foul spirit of rejection, oh Lord God. Low esteem, oh Lord God. Self low esteem, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I can't thank you, Lord God. Even our family, oh Lord God. Of our children, of our loved ones, oh Lord God.
We bind it, oh Lord
God. The Lord God, blessing the Lord God. Healing the Lord God, that we feel rejection is strong, the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God. Praising you, Lord God. Right now, I know it. The name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The name that's above every name, oh Lord God. And we receive your blessings right now. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, we thank you for healing us, oh Lord God. From that spirit of rejection, oh Lord God. Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, as we bind and cast it out, Lord God. Lord God, replace it with the Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, and the love, oh Lord God, and understanding, oh Lord God. Lord God, that we're not rejected, oh Lord God, but you so love us, oh Lord God, as we gave you all we have to send, oh Lord God. We're going to stand on that promise in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Release us, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to empower each other, Lord God. Help us to encourage and uplift each other, Father God. Lord God, help us, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to stand in the gap, Lord God, for our children, for our families, Lord God. Bind that spirit of rejection over our life, Lord God. Lord God, release the spirit of approval, Jesus. Release the spirit of approval of our life, Lord God. Yes, Jesus, increase our territory, Father God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you use the little things as a tone, Lord God, to bless, Lord God. You've given this all to us.
Bless us, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, move in our lives, Jesus. Move in our lives,
Jesus. Thank you right now, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We set ourselves in agreement, oh Lord. We thank you for the power, Lord God, that you have left for us, oh Lord God. Combine in this, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
The spirit of rejection, oh Lord God. We thank you for the better, Lord God, from this hour forward, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you for it. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you for it, Lord God. Hear our cry. Hear our prayer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Moving by your spirit, oh Lord God. Moving by your power, God, in the name. Jesus, God, that name is above every name, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the healing, O Lord God, from that spirit of rejection, O Lord God. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Help me to speak to others, O Lord God. How about this, Lord God? How
we have
conquer this, Lord God. How you have blessed us, O Lord God, to overcome that spirit of rejection this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
All right, thank you, Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Like, Lord, how can I get my prayers? Because we're always constantly praying and fasting, and you really want your prayers to reach Christ, and you want the confidence that you know, when you're praying that you're not praying in vain. You know, you want to know that when you're on your knees or wherever you are in your car, when you're giving your all to Christ, that he's filling you, you know, spiritually, like, you know, that spiritual connection. So the next thing I want to come in and pray about is the spirit of distraction. That God binds the spirit of distraction over our life. One thing I was reading, I'm going to read it to you guys. It says that there's three keys to overcome the spirit of distraction. And what I was learning was that sometimes we can get distracted, and that prevents us from operating and succeeding in the kingdom of Christ, because we're so distracted that we're not able to really, really manifest what we're praying about. So in the Bible, it says that we have the power to bind and to loose, right? So when we're praying, we're going to come in and pray. We're going to pray that we're not easily distracted, and that our communication with God is clear, and that we're just clear on what we're praying about, how we're operating in the spiritual world, how we're using our tongue, and just being able to stay, you know, on point and not being distracted. So let's just come in and pray against being distracted, that we won't be distracted, and that our prayers will go to God and it won't be in vain.
Amen. Lord, we just thank
Amen.
You this morning, Father.
We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, utilize the power of God, which you have blessed us with, O Lord God. But we are distracted, O Lord God. The mind begins to wander, Father. So help us, O Lord God. And heal us, O Lord God. And deliver us, O Lord God. Strengthen us right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we bless you, God. We praise your name, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we're so thankful for you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hindrance, O Lord God. Bad news reports, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, things that come to mind, Lord God, we share that with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God. Most powerful Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit, God, that you're and moving. By your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, God. And we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Moving by your spirit, God. Moving by your power, O Lord God. How great thou art, O Lord God. And how excellent, O Lord God. Is your name in all the earth, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, and you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, on every hand, on every hand. In the name
of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
God,
we bless you.
Lord God.
Your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God. Moving by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Name that's above every name, O Lord God. Every knee is bowed, God. Every tongue is confessed, O Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God. Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. Show us, Lord God, how to keep that stress off us. In Jesus' mighty name, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Help us to stay focused.
We thank you and praise you, Lord.
Help us to stay focused. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So, as I was studying, I was just, you know, studying and meditating, and then I was thinking, and I was like, okay, God, what is another, you know, I was just thinking, like, what could else could be binding or hindering, you know, your prayers or my prayers from being answered, or just, you know, God hearing my prayers. And I was, you know, sometimes we have fear and don't even realize that we have fear. Or we have anxiety and really don't really realize that it's anxiety. So, you know, I just want to pray against fear because, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Absolutely not. And sometimes we just always thinking about the unknown, like what if and things like that. I have sometimes have that issue, you know, and I refuse to fear. And, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. And so what I want to do today is bind the spirit of fear over our lives, and that we won't be fearful or have the fear of terror, you know. So I just want to pray, come in and pray and bind our spirit of fear and anxiety over our life, our children's life, our family life, because we got to be strong. This is the last month of 2020. We're going into a whole nother year, a whole nother chapter. And for a lot of us, 2020 has been trials and testimonies, a lot of different things that this America, this world has never seen has happened this year. So a lot of people have developed fear and anxiety because every other day you're turning something on and they're telling you, oh, COVID-19 has 5 or 20 different strands. It's a new form of mutation. Just like even those words sound fearful and they create fear. Whether we realize it or not, that thing that they do, that it creates fear inside of us and anxiety because you just don't know. But what we do know is that we serve a good God. And what we do know that he's given us so many prayers and so many things in the Bible that tells us that he will be our shield and our buckler, that we don't have to fear, that he will be our rock of salvation. We don't have to fear. He will be our refuge, that we can come inside of him and find shelter. He is our shelter. So no matter what's going on around us or outside of our situation, God has given us refuge inside of him. We just have to find it. We have to seek after it. It's like when you go to find an apartment or a house, you have to find it. It just don't come find you. You have to go find it. So we're going to have to seek after him. So I just want to come in and pray against having any type of fear and anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord God, we bind any spirit of fear and anxiety right now over our lives and over our family life, Lord God. We will walk in the wisdom of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, you have given us wisdom, Lord God. You have given us a sound mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we will walk in harmony, Lord God. You will be the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God. God is Lord God. God and our children, Lord God, making them strong towers, Lord God. Lord God, that they will be strong, Lord God. Give
Father God, give us wisdom, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that's the name, Lord. We are agreeing right now, Lord.
You are a walk of salvation, Lord God.
Strong, oh, yes,
no matter what's going on around us, Lord God. We will be protected, Father God. We have found security, Lord God, in your name, Lord God, in your word, Lord God. Lord God, we will not worry, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for giving us strength, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for giving us a sound mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind any spirit of fear, Father God. We bind all depression, Father God. We bind all anxiety right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for strength, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving our angels charge over us, Lord God, that we wouldn't even dash our foot against a stone, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for helping us tread on serpents, Lord God, and scorpions in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the spirit, Lord God. Thank you for the power, Lord God. Thank you for the authority, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the strength, Lord God. You said that we can move mountains in the sea, Lord God. Thank you for that strength, Lord God, that we will not have the spirit of fear, but we will have the spirit of strength, Lord God. That you have given us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. You will be our strength, Lord God. You will be our salvation, Lord God. You will be, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We will worship you, Lord. We will worship you, Jesus. Thank 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 you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for everybody that you placed on this prayer line today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have given us a spirit of knowledge, Lord God, that we understand, Lord God, that we need to control our tongues, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to control, Lord God, not only what we say, Lord God, but what we think, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that everything that's been spoken over our life, Lord God, that's meant to have us to stumble, Lord God, that be bind, that it's bind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that we've spoken over our children, Lord God, or over our spouses, Lord God, or just anything, Lord God, not knowing the power, Lord God, or the manifestation that might have upon them, Lord God. We bind that thing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for wisdom, Lord God, and understanding, Jesus. And more importantly, Lord God, peace, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, today, Lord God, that, Lord God, that we have been redeemed, Jesus, Lord God, that you are a redeemer, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you just, Lord God, you're just like the gardener, Lord God. You can just uproot anything that's been rooted in our life, Lord God. Lord God, so we uproot those things, Lord God, those negative things, Lord God, that's been spoken over us, Jesus, Lord God, those things that's been meant to make us stumble, Lord God, and fall, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are greater, Lord God. Everything that you said in your word shall come to pass, Lord God. We bind every stronghold, Lord God. We bind everything in high places right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those family members, Lord God, that we've been praying for, Lord God, Caleb, Lord God, Yolanda, Toshiba, Father God. Lord God, those people that we've been praying for, Lord God. Lord God, I know in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will save each and every one of them, Lord God. You will save them, Lord God. And I thank you for that, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that there's power in prayer, Jesus, Lord God. There's power in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We will go forth today speaking good things, Lord God, over our life. Speak your blessings, Lord God, because we know the power, Lord God, that you have given us. You said greater works that we should do, Lord God, that we can push mountains in the sea, Lord God. Lord God, so we thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord God, and we give you all the glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So now we can go ahead and get the names of everybody on the prayer line today. If you're listening, just say you're listening. Amen.
Yes.
Good morning, this is Diane.
Good morning.
Anthony, Apostle Halsey, Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Yvonne Lester listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, this is Sister Marie, and I have a praise report.
Amen, let's hear it.
Okay, I want to apologize for yesterday. Darlene, I heard Belinda pray. I heard you pray. But, you know, I'm telling Satan, and I got to go back and finish listening. You started teaching, but it was I woke up about 2 o'clock, and I couldn't go back to sleep, and I just couldn't go back to sleep. And right before time for the prayer line, I fell asleep. And that's something I'd never done in a long time. I was still laying down. But I was participating as y'all was praying on mute. But the day before when prayer was going on, I prayed. I didn't get to, that was Monday. I didn't get to get my prayer in, my prayer request. But I needed 2 ties. One of the wires, the wire was showing out of one. So as you were doing the prayer request, I threw mine in there. And I asked God, I said, God, a touch Harold's heart. That's my ex-husband. I said, that he helped me with the tires. He helped abundantly financially with me getting these tires. And I needed the tires before I come back to Atlanta. And that was that morning. And I was waited so I could get them that Monday because I went that Saturday and it was just too high for what I had available. And after I prayed and I got up ready to get dressed to go get the tires. And he was up getting dressed. I said, where are you finna go? He was like, did you say you had to go get some tires? I said, yeah. So he going to say, well, get some. They got some used ones, and they good tires. So we went. And so what the guy said, he didn't have no more used tires, only new tires. And they were saying $5 a tire. And so I told him, I said, look, I got 100 if you can do the rest. So he said, okay. So we get in there, and the guy, when they finish up, I said, he go to pay for it. I said, you want me to go first? He said, no, I got it. So I just, thank God, honey, I can get alignment now. Thank you, Jesus. So now I can afford to get me alignment for the car. Because they had said I need alignment because that's why the back tires was wearing out. So I thank God for touching Harold's heart, his mind, that he opened up his wallet and paid for them tires. That was $150.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Let's come in and praise for that, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for making a way. You always make a way, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We praise you, Lord. We worship your holy name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Apostle Horsley, are you able to pray?
Yes, we are. Uh-huh. We are.
All right.
Amen. You want to pray now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you had. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. Excuse the noise here. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for this power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God,
for all the people that came, O Lord God, and brought the sacrifices and praise and worship, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the keeping power, Lord God. We thank you for the teaching this morning, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for your undergirding us with strength, O Lord God, and you have given us wisdom on this day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, O Lord God, for all that you're doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you would bless, O God, our children, O Lord God, the wives, the husband, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing right now in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. For God has spoken once and twice about her, this, that power belongs unto God. So, Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for this time of the year, Lord God, as we fast, we approach you, O Lord God, and head down into the Christmas season, as I call it, O Lord God, the celebration of your son's birthday, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. The birth of Christ, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, praying also and setting ourselves in agreement, O Lord God, that you would give wisdom, O Lord God, that we don't overspend, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, because January 1st will be coming, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for financial blessings, O Lord God, for your people, O Lord God, as well as myself, O Lord God, those that are in the street, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for traveling mercy for me, O Lord God, and waiting, O Lord God, I have a request for you about that, O God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I pray that you bless us to go out on the job today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you will protect from being seen and unseen, O Lord God. That you would give people wisdom, O Lord God, as they drive in, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you would bless our children, O Lord God, and our grands and our great-grands, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Even our adult children that are young adults, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You said, O Lord God, for us to train up the child in the way that it should go, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O Lord God, we have a prayer and request for children in mind, sweet. Stay focused, O Lord God, that you would break that spirit again, O Lord God, of distraction, O Lord God. Spirit of hindrance, O Lord God. Spirit of self-esteem, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you bless each and everyone individually and collectively, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you bless marriages, O Lord God. And bless everyone, O Lord God, that is waiting, O Lord God. On an attendant, O Lord God. Our meet, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Men that are looking for husbands and wives, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you would bless, O Lord God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, that you would pour fresh oil upon us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would send strength, O Lord God, to start the fast day, O Lord God, and to continue out through the weekend, O Lord God, whatever manner, whatever kind of fast that they're able to do, O Lord God, let it be acceptable in that sight, O Lord God. Lord God, give us strength, O Lord God, to go through, O Lord God, bless Pastor Scholastic, O Lord God, and our family, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, and thank you, O Lord God, at the end. That the containers will arrive and safe, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that was sent early, Lord God, that it gets there in time, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, for so many things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, I ask that you bless my daughter with the car that she needs, O Lord God, in the next few days, O Lord God, when that is efficient, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, she was looking at the prelude, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But I'm prepared to give it a right one, O Lord God, one that's efficient, O Lord God, and one that won't be breaking down all the time, O Lord God. Lord God, you say, what sort of thing we desire when we pray, O Lord God? Believe that we receive it when we pray, O Lord God, and we shall have it, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God. Lord God, we receive the blessing of God, a yea and amen, O Lord God. We ask that you would touch, O Lord God, on every facet, O Lord God. Cause the body to line up with the word of God, O Lord God. We thank you for the testimony, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus that we heard this morning, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would bless, O Lord God, the brother that's in Seattle, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're clearing up the system, O Lord God, of the cancer, whatsoever that's troubling the body, dear Lord God, our Minister Sonia, her father, her life, O Lord God, and her mother, Lord God, there in Seattle, Washington, Lord God, and those that are calling from various places, O Lord God, that you would bless and keep, O Lord God, that you would bless the wife, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless services that are going on today, O Lord God. Give us, O Lord God, wisdom, O Lord God, when we speak, O Lord God, that we don't offend anymore with our tongue, O Lord God, that we'd be able to speak the words of love, O Lord God, to people, O Lord God. Lord God, that they would see a noble change in our lives, oh Lord God, know that we have taken the problems that we have and the things that we're suffering with, that we have taken it to you in prayer, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we just want to give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, the work to deserve, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray against this COVID virus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray that the strain will be nowhere near as bad as they are expected, oh Lord God. Lord God, people have been in boxes for almost 10 months, 8 to 10 months, oh Lord God, and couldn't go nowhere, Lord God. Let it not, oh Lord God, be so, Lord God, that when they go back and return home, oh Lord God, after visiting families, oh Lord God, that it would be well, oh Lord God, that you would just work, oh Lord God, in a way, Lord God, realizing, oh Lord God, that this plague and this judgment is on the earth, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we ask that you would have mercy, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Strengthen us where we are weak at, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for the finances, oh Lord God, for our prayer for deliverance ministry, oh Lord God, being in that it's the end of the year, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, while everyone is out there, oh Lord God, doing things and getting presents for those that they love, oh Lord God, that they don't forget about you, Lord God, in the ministry here, oh Lord God, here on prayer, deliverance ministry, God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch the hearts of parents, oh Lord God, as they go out, oh Lord God, as we go to celebrate your son, oh Lord God, ask you, Lord God, to let them be mindful, oh Lord God, that we are going through this time of crisis, oh Lord God, for them to be extra mindful and aware and look everywhere that they go, oh Lord God, because there are those that have lost their job, oh Lord God, and figure that they have credit cards and people are carrying money at this time of year, Lord God. We don't want anyone to be hurt over these things here, Lord God. Lord God, we pray against the scammers, oh Lord God, that are looking for weakness and loopholes, oh Lord God, and people that don't know how to work this Wi-Fi stuff, oh Lord God, on the when they order stuff online, oh Lord God, that you would protect them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So Lord God, maybe the prayer and the words are not right, oh Lord God, but Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, against cyber crimes, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we praise you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, in a special way, oh Lord God, up every morning, oh Lord God, and those that are here, Lord God, behind the scenes that will come, oh Lord God, before you, Lord God. She's been working behind the scenes, oh Lord God, in front of the scenes that we could work, oh Lord God, and yet she is done a fine job, oh Lord God. I pray that you would bless her, Lord God, and let that financial blessing that she's been looking for to come, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for all that you're doing, oh Lord God. Bless each and everyone in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless the grandchildren, Lord God, giants that come to mind, them, oh Lord God, and hallelujah, Minister Janet's family, oh Lord God, and people that are continuously that will bring prayer requests, oh Lord God, that you will bless everyone that's on the long list of people there, Lord God. Lord God, in the form of prayer warriors, oh Lord God, that went on and slipped into glory, oh Lord God, and that are with you now, Lord God, let their families be blessed out of here, Lord God, that they would take up a nugget, oh Lord God, or something that they would hurt, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would save, oh Lord God, many souls today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray once again, oh Lord God, asking that you would touch marriages, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that everyone would consider, oh Lord God, their vows, oh Lord God, and the covenant that they made, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless and strengthen in that area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, let the word that Minister Chris had ministered today, oh Lord God, not be stolen out of the heart, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for stepping forward, oh Lord God, and teaching, oh Lord God, and praying, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Add a special blessing, oh Lord God, in her life, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in everyone's life. We thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name, amen and amen again. We thank you for this hour of power of prayer.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Apostle Horstman. Lord God, and everybody, let's come in and pray for Apostle Horstman's daughter, that she'll be able to find a car that's good and works really well. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord God, we pray, Lord God, right now, for Apostle Horse's daughter, Lord God. Lord God, that you will bless her, Lord God. Not only pray for God, one well, and that she'll be protected in, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that the angel of the Lord protect whatever car that she gets, Lord God. Lord God, that it will be durable, Lord God, reliable and dependable, Jesus, and be able to take her everywhere she needs to go and safely, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Minister Jeannie, are you able to pray this morning? Minister Jeannie, are you able to pray this morning?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We almost near the top here. Hallelujah. We've got about 10 minutes. Huh?
Yes.
Chris, this is Sister Marie. If you need me to pray,
Sister
I can pray.
Sister Marie, I'm sorry. Are you able to pray this way?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, Heavenly Father. Father, we just come to you right now, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Father. Just glorifying you, Father, for your goodness, the Lord. Oh, yes, for your mercy and your grace, Heavenly Father. We glorify and praising you, Lord, Heavenly Father, for providing for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Providing for us spiritually, financially. Oh, yes, Lord. And in health. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we just praising and thanking you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for eternal life that you've given us, Heavenly. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we just praise you for your grace, for your favor as we travel to and from each and every day for protecting us and our vehicles, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for the relationship that we have with you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit pouring more and more in us on a daily basis, Heavenly Father. We praise you for the Comforter, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. Oh, yes. We praise you for loving us unconditionally, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Father, we praise you for all you've done for us that we're not aware of, Heavenly Father, and what we are aware of, Father. Oh, yes, for the blessings, the miracles, the favors that you have stored over our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and we pray that you continue storing them over our life, Lord, our miracles and blessings in our life, Lord, and favor in our life, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be able to hear you and identify your voice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, we just praise you, Lord, for just being God, head of our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the people that are out there with the coronavirus, Lord. Heal them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that out there over the world and calling on you right now, crying out to you right now for help, Heavenly Father, for help, Lord. Answer their prayers, Lord. Oh, yes. We pray for those that's in rehabilitation, Lord. Lord, some of them is in rehab, but they're not doing what it takes to get up out of there, Lord. Give them a urge, hunger to work harder, to do longer, Lord, that they can receive their healing, Lord, their healing, complete healing, and get back to their family members, Heavenly Father. Father, pray for those in the nursing home, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. The ones that are there, they got people that have been praying for them to come up out of there, Lord. Lord, you are a miracle worker, and they're waiting on a miracle, Lord. We ask of you to let them be next in line for a miracle, Heavenly Father. Father, you got people that can't pay their rent, Heavenly Father. Oh, their light bill, their gas bill, Lord. Oh, people with no food, Lord, in the house, Lord. We ask that you provide for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You got those that need transportation because their car is down, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Answer their prayer, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You got people that's lonely right now, Heavenly Father, waiting on a companion. Oh, yes, they're waiting on you to provide the right man, Lord. Oh, yes, or the right woman, Lord. Oh, magnify that in their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, the right person, a person that loves you, Lord. You know what kind of guy or woman that they've been praying for, Lord. Answer it. Answer the prayer, Lord. Magnify it in their life. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the parents that's homeschooling, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Give them peace and patience as they go through this, Lord. Oh, yes, praying for the kids, Heavenly Father. That you give them patience to sit there, Lord. Give them a thirst, a hunger to want to learn, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Give them kids patience, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And, Lord, touch their mind, Lord. Renew their mind that they want to sit and listen and learn and let it absorb in their mind, Lord, that they remember the stuff that they're taking in, Heavenly Father. Let it be when it come back to their memory, that they remember it one time, that they test is good, Heavenly Father. They do good on their tests, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the disobedient one, Lord. Oh, yes, we're going to pray, a prayer to bind that disobedient up, Lord, that they don't be disobedient anymore to their parents or elders, adults, Lord. To remove that disobedience out of their life, period, Lord. Oh, and totally remove it, Heavenly Father. Renew their mind, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. People out there that need jobs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Make a way, Lord. Guide them to where they get a job, Lord. And make it enough to be satisfied, Lord, that they can pay their bills. They won't mind going to work, Lord. And some people got jobs, and there's chaos going on the job, Lord. Let peace be, remove all that with, and replace it with peace for each and every one of them on the job, Lord. Oh, yes, that'll be peace, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father God. And prayer for those that are incarcerated, Lord. A lot of stuff goes on, Lord. People are being harmed by incarceration, Lord. You got bullies, Lord. We ask you to protect those that are in need of protection, Lord. Whatever's going on, Lord, stop it, Heavenly Father. Oh, that go for men's prison, women's prison, the jail, county jails, Lord, and all over the world, Heavenly Father. Oh, step in, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, whatever may be on the hearts of those children that's on this prayer line, Lord, or their family members' heart, Lord, their children's heart, grandchildren's heart, Lord. Lord, you know everything, Heavenly Father. You know every hair on our head, Heavenly Father. Father, praying that you just answer their heart's desire, Lord. Answer their prayers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We praying for people with depression, Lord. Our family members that have depressions, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that are going through stuff, Lord, we ask that you fix it, Lord. Oh, remove the depression, Lord. Fix whatever they might be going through, Father God. Father God, I connect this prayer with every prayer that's been prayed during this hour all over the world, Lord. No matter who's praying, Lord, we're all agreeing. And we're connected with Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us this day. And give us this day our daily bread. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, and those trespasses are the one we prayed for. Lord, lead us not in temptation, but deliver from evil, for you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. Heavenly Father, you are everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just want to say thank you for everybody that prayed, participated, just was standing in the gap and just praying, you know, in private and just believing with us this morning. We just thank each and every testimony this morning, Lord God, and we're just believing that we'll be empowered and encouraged today, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that the blessings of the Lord overtake us in every area of our life today, that we go forth and be prosperous, successful, Lord God, today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that every mental bondage, every distraction, every thing that's been spoken of our life, Lord God, be broken today, Lord God, that we will be successful, encouraged, empowered today, Lord God. And I just pray that everything that you pray for, Lord God, is hearing us and that it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. You guys have a wonderful, blessed day. Sister Darlene?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Chris. This was a very good session this morning, and we've had some good sessions this week. Even when we had our problem on Monday, our Sister Marie, she came through like a champ, and we thank God for that. So we're glad for everybody who's here, and as we're going to be doing our fast starting today, and we'll be doing it tomorrow and Friday, you have the information. If you didn't get it, let me know, and I'll send it to you. But just let me just read the scripture for the week, which is 1 Samuel 3, verse 8 through 10. And it says, "And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, 'Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.' So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Then Samuel answered, 'Speak, for thy servant heareth.'" So we pray that everyone will be listening for the voice of God, listening to the voice of God, and not only listen, but to do what he's saying in the spirit realm. He's telling us different things to do, and we want to be able to follow him. And as our we go through this life, we want to continue to keep our eyes and ears tuned to the Lord. We want to keep our eyes on him, hear him clearly, and move in the direction that he would have us to go in. Everybody be blessed. I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone who has sent in tithes, offerings, gifts, love offerings. We appreciate that, and I pray that God multiplies the seed offering at least 1,000 times more than what it is, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. And I do believe that the Lord will keep us covered as we continue to trust him. We know that we will be victorious. We are victorious people, and that we have the victory over all things. And anything that anybody has said, as Sister Chris was talking about, the power of the tongue, anything that somebody has said against us negatively has been repelled, rejected, and it shall not come to pass in Jesus' name. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a good day. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God." Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love,
so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.